The uncertainty facing the U.S. economy, of course, has global implications. One of the most worrying situations is that of South America. The region's major economies were already in trouble before the September 11th attacks, and now a bad situation seems about to get worse. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Rio de Janeiro.
On weekday mornings, the beaches of Rio de Janeiro belong to the tourists, the white-bellied Germans and Americans who spend their hard cash at luxury hotels. But on this sunny morning, Ipanema Beach is nearly empty. There are a lot fewer tourists, says coconut vendor Antonio Ramos. Right now I don't see any of them, and it's because of this terrorism. It's not yet clear whether there will be long-term damage to South America's important tourism industry. Some tour operators here hope there may eventually be an upswing in business, especially if vacationers look for alternatives to the United States, Europe, and the Middle East. But other South American industries are almost certain to suffer. The region's biggest economy, Brazil's, was already limping this year, a victim of the debt crisis in neighboring Argentina. Now Brazilians are bracing themselves for the promised world war on terrorism. Haroldo Rocha, a retired lawyer sitting alone on Ipanema Beach, says everyone he knows is worried. If Argentina was already worrying us, imagine this global problem, Rocha says. Things are getting to the point where even the wars are being globalized. Brazilians are worried that they may lose the hard-won economic progress they made during the 1990s, progress which was built on their currency's newfound stability. That currency has been losing value fast, almost 9% in the 10 days following the September 11th attacks. The government has cut growth estimates for the year in half, and Brazil's biggest airline, Varig, has laid off 10% of its workforce. To make things worse, foreigners are pulling out their money. Michael Gavin is an emerging markets expert at UBS Warburg, and he says many investors now see the region as too risky.
It isn't the consequences of the conflict itself that make people reluctant to take risk. It's because they don't know what that conflict will mean for the broader global political context. And so the uncertainty is translated really with some magnification to Latin America because those countries are extremely vulnerable.
Things are bleakest in Argentina, which is $130 billion in debt and already 3.5 years into its recession. Economists there aren't expecting the terrorism war to have an immediate effect, partly because there's a feeling that the country has already bottomed out. After all, most foreign investment fled that country months ago. Some economists there now believe the Argentine government will not be able to keep its recent zero deficit pledge, a promise not to spend more than it takes in, designed to appease international creditors and the International Monetary Fund. The resulting austerity has been hard on the Argentine people, especially public employees whose salaries have been slashed. As the world economy slows down, Argentina may have no choice but to run up more deficits. And Buenos Aires is hoping that the IMF may now be in a more forgiving mood than it was 2 weeks ago. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.